All right, so I just got home for the day, and I wanted to share with you the story of what I do when I first come home for the day. It doesn't matter what I have to do. It doesn't matter if I I'm hungry, if it doesn't matter if I have to continue working. The first thing I do when I come home is I take off my bra. Because the brassiere, as it's designed, obviously is, for support. It helps your back, and it also makes it so, your nipples don't show through your clothing. And when your breasts are heavy, you do notice very quickly as you go out through that go throughout the day that you're not wearing a bra. So there's that. I mean, it's very practical, obviously, and you do need them, but it doesn't matter. That doesn't mean that they want to be released. Like when I get home, they're just aching to come out. Like I put my hands on them and like I can feel my nipples like bursting to get out. And if I squeeze a little bit, it's like this very pleasant, like tender, like, oh fuck, I wish that was your hand. Like behind me, holding my tits up with your hands. I mean, that would be the perfect bra. Just like you could follow me around and hold them up. But yes, I have removed the bra, and like my breasts are like, oh, thank God. And it feels really good to touch the nipples and to like sort of massage them because they've been like constrained all day. All day. And it just made me start thinking about how I love having them played with. Yeah, I like having. I want them to be spoiled, you know? I love my tits. And they deserve it, so. It feels really good when someone else is there to like fondle and knead them and just like feel their wet mouth take my nipples into their mouth. Oh, it feels so good. It really does. And I really sometimes I just want to just lay back and have you do that. Just fucking lick and suck and worship my boobs. Doesn't that sound really good? I mean, I'm just laying here and squeezing them and just desperately wishing it was you. Like, you can be creative. You can push them together. You can jiggle them. Just have fun. It's all so hot. Oh my God, you have no idea. When I was little, I used to be self-conscious about them. I thought that there was. You grow up, you only see your mom naked for like the first however many years of your life. And although it's a little awkward that I'm going to say this, no one's going to know my mother, but I used to compare mine to hers because she has, I'm sorry, this might be a little TMI, but she has bigger nipples, like they're dark. And that's fine. That's what some people have, like bigger areolas, this just like a bigger nipple in general. And I remember being like, when am I gonna finally grow up and get real nipples? Like, 'cause mine are smaller and like really light in color, like tan. Like they're not ghost nipples, but they're very light. So I just grew up thinking that there is something wrong with them. I have since been corrected, though that's not the case. So if you could just lay in bed with me. Oh, I know it sounds really good. Oh, fuck. Take me a couple hits of weed. And laying here. And just like, no pressure to do anything other than just explore with hands, because when you get high, you get that. For me, when I get high, time slows down, and so I feel like I'm experiencing more details, like sensory details, and I'm very hypersensitive as it is, but when I get high, I just notice so many other things, and it's just. If you were like, if you had your fingers over them, like going from my breasts, like down my tummy and back up again. Oh, I love that. I'm ticklish, but I really like it. Yeah, you tell me that my tummy is sexy, and I'm fucking you right now. That's just how it works. I'm so self-conscious about it. I'm kind of self-conscious about my booty too because it's like small. I don't have a big ass. I have a very small butt. Like a little peach, I guess. That's what I've heard. And pretty, albeit short, but I've been told that I have shapely legs. But if you tell me that I am the most stunning, beautiful creature and you want to fuck me, that's it. You're going down. Slamming you down. Yeah, especially if you worship my boobs. The goal. Being to have them covered in anything, your mouth, your cock. Oh fuck, your cum. Oh fuck, yeah. Yes, please. God, it feels so good to squeeze them and think about that. Just thinking about you, like. Grabbing them and pushing them together and just sort of kneading them with like your strong hands. Oh my God. Yes, please. Please do that. Yeah, please do that. Fuck. Why you? I want you to do that. Please. Get over here now. I can't wait any longer. That feels so deep, deep thoughts.